Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To read the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Marvelous Monday, December 31, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Okay, good morning, TNT. Here we are. We made it to the end of the year again. No RV. RV is in sight. So, even though they had a plan, just like most plans in Iraq, it didn't quite work out. All right, Ray, what we need to do?
Yep. Well, if there's no other monologue, we'll go right into questions.
Oh, okay. We did no blast, no info.
Nope.
Guys, we can
stay quiet.
Just like it's supposed to be, though, we're hearing that, Marty was arrested, his house was targeted, his life has been threatened. Leaky's people to get this done. He's going through all that. We got information that they're supposed to take the vote on January the 8th. Then we got the information that he asked for a request, an extension for 1 week. Then they printed out that he asked for an extension to the end of January, and they still hadn't decided on who to vote for. This morning we get the news. They say all that news was false. It was forged. The signature was forged. It was fake news. We're still supposed to be going with the 8th to get this done. Let me tell you that. Did just get from the banks today. No rates. But they did initially on Friday. I tell you, I got the call that said, okay, Monday, Tuesday, we should be going because it was supposed to happen. This morning, they said the 5th or 6th is what the new schedule says this morning. So, we will see, as we hate to say. But we know they always have a date. They always have a window that they're working with, trying to see if it's actually going to go. Now, we know they're redoing the budget, because the price was $56 per barrel in the budget. They're already at an $18 billion deficit before they get started. So they're going to try and change the budget down to $46, which means they need to borrow the rest of that $18 billion, $19 billion from foreign countries is what they're saying to make up for the deficit. 15 foreign countries are going to contribute to their budget to make it work. Now, we know the price of oil has gone up this morning. Hopefully it will continue to go up, and by the 5th, 6th, or at least by the 8th, they'll be able to hit their target date, and we can move on. So that's what we're looking for. As far as the names, I don't care if you know politics, you don't know politics. I don't care if you got a sixth grade education or you got a PhD. You know, 5 months of submitting the same name every week doesn't make sense to anybody. So you have to know there's something else going on. There's something else is the reason that why they won't take this vote, or why they won't change that name. So we're going to watch it, see it. We're probably going to hear something sometime next year, which starts tomorrow, from that point on, about a difference. So, all right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Q&A. Lena says, Deputy Speaker stresses, in light of changes, the application of Article 140. I don't know what that means, but the question is, since there are many parts to Article 140, will Iraq have to implement all the parts before the RV?
I know. Think that's what we're waiting on, then to implement anything. I think it's a political thing. But we do know this, since you brought it up. I mean, 140 was passed. We do know as of today, well, what the article says. They have authorized other agencies to do currency exchanges, to do foreign exchanges of multiple currencies. So just like we have TravelX and CBI and the banks can exchange foreign currencies, they can now do that effective today. Everything doesn't have to go through the auctions or the CBI to get the dollars anymore. That was effective this morning. All right. I don't know what
okay.
we're particularly talking about on 140, but let's go. Yeah.
All right. T Tavern says, as the CBI, oh, I guess that should be, has the CBI given any directives recently about ordering the IQD sales to prepare for Intel brokerage firms?
Well, as I just said this morning, that they approved them doing the foreign exchanges. So you say, have they ordered
okay.
any?
Well, that's what it says. Has the CBI given any directives recently about ordering the IQ sales to prepare for the Intel brokerage firms? Okay.
Well, they approved it this morning, so I guess it's done, what he's talking about.
That sounds like it. Okay. Annie Oakley says, in earlier blast, Tony, it was reported that if the ZIM did not revalue by the end of the year, it was a 50-50 chance of it being in the first basket. That was the DONG that we reported, not the ZIM. But anyway, do you have any updated information on the ZIM?
ZIM, supposedly, he did say if it didn't go by the end of the year, it wasn't going to go. Now, again,
right.
as we said on Friday, the banks say it's still on their list. So today's the last day. If there's going to be a change, maybe it will change today. But we've heard nothing from that particular committee member who gave us that information. And again, the banks say it's still on their screen to go. So we're going to have to wait till we hear that or see what happens after tomorrow. If they truly meant end of the year, that's today. So we'll see.
Okay, Polar Bear says, if the troops are pulled out of Iraq, will it affect the process like it did in 2011?
Why do you think the troops are going to be pulled out of Iraq? Okay, this is what happened, guys, so you know. Trump went over to Iraq. So even though they say he informed Mahdi that he was coming, nobody else was informed. So the rest of the cabinet members, and we'll say it, our congressmen and senators and other people with the egging on of Iran, were upset that he just showed up like he can do whatever he wants to do in a sovereign country. So what we're hearing now and heard then was Mahdi did know about it. He didn't tell anybody else. So he did make an announcement before he got there. It wasn't typically done the way it was, so they were upset. So what Parliament did was invited Saleh and Mahdi to Parliament today under a special session so they can let them know exactly what happened during that meeting or during that transaction. Did Trump follow procedures? Did he let him know he was coming in the country before he got here? Or did he just think he can do whatever he wants to do? From that point, once they get the information, they're going to decide whether or not they want to submit a request for soldiers to leave Iraq. They haven't done it. They're mad. They're upset about what they think happened and what didn't. They're upset because he never showed up in Baghdad like he should have, instead of just staying on the base and dictating that he wanted him to come to the base. So there's still some hurt feelings, some angry feelings, but nothing has been decided. That's what they're talking about today. If they did leave Iraq, they wouldn't leave before this happened anyway. And suppose if they did, it would go just like it did before. Some idiot, Maliki or somebody else, will try to get the terrorists in there and probably take over. That's why they won't leave. Now, to make it easier for them to leave, Iran in fact, today is pulling out all their military forces out of Iraq. Why? Because they said the U.S. can't use that as an excuse. We pulling them all out. You should go out. Let Iraq do what it wants to do, which means let us creep back in a little bit at a time. Let ISIS creep back in, because you're going to be gone, you know, half a world away. So that's what's going on right now. But we're not worried about that affecting the RV, because hopefully those things will take place long after the RV is done. Okay?
Okay. Well, we'll go to some live folks. We'll start with the first area code we haven't heard in a long time. 404.
Is that right?
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you. Actually, I'm going to have to defer my question. I am traveling. I had hoped I would be at a spot that I could pull over, but that's not the case. So I'd like to think that this is going to happen rather than later. And so I just wanted to wish you all and the Shuki family happy New Year, a prosperous New Year as well. And have a great one. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 610, you were next.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony.
G-Man.
Hey, hey, sir. How are you?
I'm doing super fantastic. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. Just wanted to remind everyone who's new to the call and those of you who didn't know all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up so you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you are already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic and be able to donate electronically today. Again, ladies and gentlemen, remember to donate today. You'll be very glad that you did. Tony and Ray, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you to your families for sharing here with us. Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
We know this will be your last one for 2018, and hopefully it'll be the last one, period, all together.
Yes, yes. I second that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, Tony. Thank you.
All right, all right, next up, Bus Lady, 281 area code. You're on.
Well, hello, Ray and Tony. How you guys doing today?
Hey, I'm
doing good, doing good. I had a question, and I think you hit on it earlier when you first started the call about the purchase of the foreign currencies, a lot of these companies. So that to me seems like that's a good sign because they're opening it up more to other companies to be able to buy and sell currencies. Isn't that a good thing? That could be a true sign that they're getting ready to release this thing. Does that make sense, Tony?
I think it's a great thing. Yes.
Yeah, right.
the more they have out there, the easier it is going to be for people to exchange and more normal business becomes. So,
right.
I mean, we would hate it for us to have to go to the Treasury every time we wanted to get a foreign currency or go through
mm-hmm.
them. So they're becoming,
right.
you know, more nationalized just like we are. I thought it was a great thing
mm-hmm.
and getting us that much closer. Okay.
Right. So with the tariffs, they were supposed to be effective on the first of the year. So that should be, we should be seeing things coming out about that pretty soon. Wouldn't the rates have to change or be different with the tariffs being effective the first or no?
So it was supposed to be the first of January, which we're
mm-hmm.
waiting for tomorrow. And then it was moved to the first of March.
Oh.
So I'm not looking for tariffs and taxes tomorrow.
Oh, move to the first of March. Oh, I missed that. Okay. Wow. All right.
I would have loved for it to be tomorrow.
Right.
So
then, with that said, could it be a possibility that they could be pushing this thing out a little further then, or no?
I don't even know why you should suggest something like that.
I'm just asking, hey, with the way this thing has been going on, who knows what they're going to do, but, you know, you got to ask, but hopefully not.
You know what?
Know.
Yeah, hopefully not, but that's your first thought when they do something like that, then okay, but maybe they're going to give people a little bit of time to get used to it. Maybe they're going to make another announcement saying, hey, guess what, instead of the 1st of March, it's the 15th of January. Because, you know, it depends on which direction the wind is blowing with them, they're going to change it. Maybe they're just trying to hide it. I don't know. It didn't make any sense. All this time, last 3 months, they've been telling everybody everything's going to happen on the 1st. But the plan was for the RV to happen prior to the 31st.
True.
So, we'll see.
Okay, well, thank you guys. Y'all have a good rest of your evening. Enjoy your New Year's Eve night because tomorrow is the big day. I'm hoping we have our RV tomorrow. That's what I'm praying on for tonight. That's going to be my New Year's wish. We get this thing on.
Me too.
Move on.
I'm going to party like we're having it tomorrow anyway. So let's just do that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'll be doing it on this end too.
Okay.
Well, you guys have a good evening. Happy New
Year.
Okay. Happy
New Year. 562 area code. You're on.
What's up, Tony? What's up, Ray? How you guys doing?
Hey.
All right, man. How you doing?
Lesser to the Instagram.
I'm doing well. I got some news I want to share. I think it'll be something encouraging for the audience.
Did you go to the bank today?
No, I didn't, but somebody else did. I was told. So as a guy, I like that thought though. The person who got me involved in this in March of 2017, which is the month I got laid off from work, and I got involved in Denardin through a person who told me about the investments. So I bought into it. You know, didn't go crazy, but I have enough to be well off when it does RV. They called another person they got into who I know said, or get ready, we're getting ready to get paid. This is out on the West Coast. I don't know if it's a group. I don't know if it's the Admiral group, but he said they got paid and that they're going to be getting their money dispersed in the group shortly after. It takes about a week or two, he said, to get it all figured out, but they got paid. And my question is, in the groups that are getting paid with prior to the international people getting wind of the RV going public, are they getting a cheaper rate, like, say, dollar for dollar or maybe $1.50, and then the banks are just going to go ahead and do that because they know when it goes up, they can even make money on the dinar when they turn it back to the Treasury at a higher rate. Does that make sense?
Okay. So there were 300 legitimate groups, I can tell you that, with the Treasury. Some groups were 5 people, some 50 people, some 500 people. Years ago, because it's been 3 or 4 years, when they called in all the smaller groups, let them do their exchanges, some at 50 cents, some at 75 cents, some at a dollar, depends on what group you were in. Those people thought they were getting paid right then. They didn't. What they let them do was turn their currency in and get safekeeping receipts. So they can go look on their account and they can see their money has been pending there for 3-4 years. Pending. They haven't gotten it.
Okay.
That money in those groups is not going to be released to them until we get ready to go to the bank. The only thing happens is we got to dial an 800 number, go in there and do our exchange appointment. Their accounts are going to be activated because they've already completed their exchanges at those rates. Again, that will not happen until we go to the bank. We're definitely going to get a higher rate, without a doubt.
Got it.
Because all those rates were lower rates. Yes. Now, is the bank going to be able to make the difference on that? Absolutely. When they go back and sell it to the Treasury, it's going to be based on what the current rate is. When it goes to the Treasury, they're going to get to make the difference. That's why they did the deal. It made sense.
Got it.
Now, those people who did that 3-4 years ago are no better off than we are, except for when the rate comes out at $3, $4, $5, they still only going to get 50 cents. 75 cents or a dollar or whatever they signed for, that's all they're going to get.
Got it. Okay, and what Tony, I'll tell you, the person sounded like the money was being dispersed. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but they made it sound like they're getting paid like now.
And I understand it. So let me tell you this. How long you been doing this? For 1 year, right?
Year and a half.
All right. So I can probably count on my two hands 300 times that they've been told that already, okay?
Okay.
And I don't have but 10 fingers. So what does that tell you?
Got it.
That they put out and they called people and said they were getting paid only to find out they're not. You can look on the internet or on the site in the last 10 days or 2 weeks how many so-called gurus said we're getting paid tomorrow. This and that, you know. So let's just wait and see when it happens. When the groups are getting paid, I know enough paymasters and I know where the groups are at. I promise you, I will come on this call and tell you the groups are now getting paid.
Got it. Okay. All right. And one more question, sir. Thank you. That's clarified. But I'm going to find out from that source when they have money. Say, you have money you can show me?
That's right.
Or a cashier's check. and the last question is this, sir. And thanks again for what you guys do. So I have a number. I opened an account with Citibank. And they take the dinar and they take the dong. And I have a number I just call now, and I can check the rates internationally by the phone call. And I'm sure you guys have probably already got people with that already, but I do have that number. And I just punch in Iraq, I punch in Kuwait, because I like to hear the sound of that number they put out, because I knew what it was when I was in Desert Storm before the war. It was at $3 and something, and then the war hit, and they went to nothing, and they came back up. So I like hearing that Kuwaiti sound when I punch in the number of how much it's worth now. And then I punch in the dong. And so the question is, the 800 numbers, I've been hearing a lot of other gurus say we don't need one, we need one. And when I call Citibank and I went there, actually, and they checked my currency like I told you I did last time I talked to you, they say just bring it in when you're ready to exchange it. Like, I don't need an 800 number. Do I actually – I'm trying to figure that part out.
Okay. The purpose of the 800 number is so you don't waste a trip to the bank. You got $5 million in all. And you go walk in Citibank and say, I want to exchange this. And it's at $4. And it's $20 million. They're going to tell you, we can't do it.
Got it.
Because our bank can't take that in. We need to call and schedule you a special appointment. Well, people with the 800 number already got that special appointment. That's the only reason. Okay? If you're just taking in one or 25,000 note or something, walk in there, they're going to exchange it. Because they can do that. But they won't be able to do these exchanges that we're doing.
Got it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And just again, I appreciate you guys. And Republican Ray, you're still my man. We think a lot alike. I like to help. I told my family I'm not giving them any money without any kind of understanding of how what plan we're going to use it. So I keep telling myself, this is my boy Ray, so you get a trust and all this stuff. So appreciate you, Republican Ray.
All right, sir.
You guys have a good New Year, okay? Thank you for all you do.
Okay.
I want to publicly say I'm sending in my donation tomorrow. It's my first one. I've been struggling financially, but got some extra Christmas money, and I'm going to send you guys a donation. I appreciate you.
Okay.
All right,
thank you, sir.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Take care.
Okay. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Me?
I'm great. And how are you all doing?
I'm super
fantabulous. To the nth degree.
Well, I just hope and pray that you all's Christmas was great. And, and I know that the old Christmas party was great. Even though we weren't there, I'm pretty sure you all had a great time.
Oh, yes. You missed it.
Yeah, thank God I ain't have to pull no pork. Hey, but actually, Tony had answered one of the questions, and I'm assuming if that one was answered, then the other one would be the same, because I know that you said, as far as you know, you haven't gotten any information on the gym, so I'm pretty sure you haven't gotten any information on the dome. So we're just waiting at this point. Am I correct?
We are, but I fully expect the dong to go. The gym is the only one questionable, and only because of what's going on in that country. So
okay. So
I'm not concerned at all.
Okay, you're not sure if they're gonna go with this 50-50 thing or not, right?
Well, you said 50-50 chance, but we haven't heard anything in the last 2-3 weeks at all about it, and the rates on the screen. So. I'm not concerned at all. I mean, period. I just think it's just going. If it wasn't going, I think we would have heard it already.
Okay. Yeah, because let me tell you, Thursday I went in the bank like I usually do, and I asked, it was three new tellers. So I asked a question. This one lady told me, I don't know, I'm new to it. I said, yeah, your face is new. And she says, what is that? I said, it's currencies. I was like, oh, my God. Okay, you work at the bank. So she went in the back room, and she asked the lady who I usually talk to. And she told her, oh, no, we can't even talk about that. She will have to call the treasury. I was like, what? What are you talking about? So one of the tellers, the private bankers came, I'm sorry, and he knew me, and he said, hey, how you doing, Miss So-and-so, you know, and I said, oh, I'm great. You know how I be silly, right, on the phone with you all. I was being silly, and he was like, what's going on? You come to get some currencies? I say, I'm asking a question about them today. And so it was a new lady that came from another branch, and she was one of the managers. And so she went on the computer, and she told me, she says, no, you don't have to contact the treasury. We still do take the dome, and I don't know what kind of confusion that's going on with them, but she said, I don't even know why the girl in the back would tell you that you have to talk to the treasury, because this was Thursday, last Thursday, and she said, no, we do still take the dome, but she said still at the 39 cents to, you know, to sell it back, and she said the price hasn't went up. And I say, okay, because that was kind of confusing to tell me, you know, now you have to go through the treasury with it. So I didn't leave until I got me some answers.
Good job.
I just wanted to let you all know that, and I hope that you all have a great new year. Be safe, be careful, and that's for everybody that's on the call. I'm kind of like being more laid-back, conservative when I get on the line. I was watching Wheel of Fortune, and there was this one lady on there. She was a psychiatrist. And she was so excited, and she was so happy, and her throwing her hands all up. And I asked my husband, I said, do I act like that? He said, yeah, you do. He said, when you be on the call with Tony and Ray, you act like that. He said, that's why he say you country. I said, no, he say that because I'm from Texas.
No, he say that because he hear that country voice in your throat. But anyway, with all that going on, I can believe you look just like her. I can believe that.
No, stop that. Stop. Well, wait a minute. You can have other people, but one day we're going to have this conversation so you can tell me what Texas people are supposed to look like.
I don't know what they look. Well, I do know what they look like, but we can't discuss that. But I can say what they sound like even better. But so let me see. Where were the Beverly Hillbillies from? Where were they from? They just moved to California. They wasn't from California. Oh no! Wait. Let me take that back. I ain't gonna disgrace the Beverly Hillbillies like that. Let me see. What about?
Do you hear that, Miss Beverly? You hear
oh
me?
Oh my God!
I'm gonna tell you that I don't look like the Beverly Hillbillies. I am very glad. Thank you. My husband tell me that I'm pretty out of time, and he likes me to wear my hair down, and I like to wear it natural. And I'm not
okay.
Gonna have
Nelly,
a great holiday.
Ellie Mae was pretty.
Ellie Mae was pretty. It was just country. I'm not country. I'm going to tell you
okay.
what I told my students, and I'm going to tell you what I told them in Iraq. And that's why I was able to go meet with the head man in charge of a FOB every Monday morning. I can go to any level you need me to go to with you.
And I believe. But the good thing about it is, you still got to take that voice with you, wherever it's at.
You know what?
Okay. I'm gonna
when I see you, we gonna have us a conversation.
Okay.
You all have a great
okay.
day.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Right. And to you too.
Okay. 901 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Hey, I'm
all right, how you doing, man?
To the nth degree.
Wonderful.
And yourself?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I continue to be impressed with the breadth and the depth of the information you glean from all of your sources that you share with us. It's really impressive.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, okay. My question, Tony, as you've stated before in one of the earlier callers, hit on being able to just walk into the bank with a smaller amount of currency and exchange at the teller window. Now, once before you said that limit was $1 million. Has that changed? Whatever the currency.
Okay,
was,
$1 million. Let me tell you,
okay.
Bank. Every bank is going to be different. Every single bank. It depends on the size of the bank, the city that the bank is in, the region that it's in. I mean, their number of customers, what their limit is going to be. So they're saying for this thing, everybody could take in a million, but they can't give you 100,000. They're still only going to be able to give you that 7,000. Every bank cannot print the card for you to walk out the bank with. So those are going to be the exchange locations that are going to give you that Visa card right then, that black card, or that card with that 50,000 limit. If you're going into another bank, they're not going to be able to do that. It's just going to be based on whatever your account is. Again, that's why they want you to call the 800 number, tell them what you have, so they have somebody prepared to handle you and give you everything that you need to walk out there with. If you're just walking into a bank, none of that is going to occur. I mean, if I got a 10,000 note and it's $5, then I can go in there. They're going to give me $50,000. They're going to put it right in my account. And they may be, if they have cash, give me $5,000 to walk out with. They're not giving me a card, any of my privileges, any higher interest rate. I'm not able to negotiate anything at all when I do that. But if I included my 50,000 in with my 50 million or my 20 million, whatever it is, so I can get a higher rate, that benefits me. so I can get a higher interest rate on all of it. Now, some of that benefits me. So I can add it into a special program, then that benefits me. But if I'm just walking in the bank doing it, then I've lost all that opportunity. And that teller can't offer me any of that anyway.
So you couldn't get a contract rate at the teller?
You're not going to get a contract rate at the teller. You're going to have to get an appointment. So now you've wasted your time and their time.
Okay. All right, cool beans. Now, switch reels. Right. And I hate to sound so stupid, but for the structured settlement, for the structured payout on the ZIM, you put $100 million in ZIM, they give you a structured payout. Now, let's say we take a payment quarterly. Now, at the end of, say, a five-year term, I would still have my $100 million, correct, and could start all over?
If they do the ZIM and they do the 80-20 or the 20 or the 40 or whatever structured payout they do, yes, you should still have your $100 million at the end of that term, as long as you're doing it. Don't take the money up front because you're gone. But if you're doing that, I like the 80-20 when they came out with, like, I mean, that I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, that's like paying me 10 to 1, and I still got my money. And I can renew it every 5 years. I mean, who does something crazy like this? I wish they would have done that. Trust me, I did. Because that was the best deal we could ever get, and they're paying it out, which we could have got it even weekly payments. You didn't have to get quarterly payments. But, yes, your main question was, is my balance untouched? Yes, because you're getting paid off of the interest.
Okay, now, the lower the interest rate, the longer the term, the more money you make.
I think the higher the interest rate, the longer the term, the more money you make.
Okay. So you want a higher interest rate and a longer term.
Yeah, because you get more benefit out of it.
It makes sense. Anyway, that's all I got. I thank you guys. I want you to have a blessed new year. Stay in
all
faith.
Right,
okay.
And this thing will happen soon.
Okay, take care.
Remember this, though. Through all the transactions, guys, this is for everybody. There are no stupid questions. Okay?
Okay.
There's lack of knowledge if you don't ask the question. Because there's going to be a whole lot of questions, not just during the call, but during your transaction. Ask the question. I don't care what it is, ask the question. Okay,
I hope for the length of time people have been waiting that they've actually been working on their plan for post-RV. That's the most important, because I can definitely see some cherry red Escalades on 27 bouncing up and down the street, and that scares me.
He didn't say on 22. He don't put them on 27.
Oh,
okay.
All right, sir.
All right.
Happy
All right.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay.
All right, 509, you are on.
Good morning and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I've got myself my snowman coffee cup with my favorite brew and creamer in it, and that makes me happy.
Good. I'm glad you're happy. So this last day of the year, everybody should be happy.
Did you know that men are supposed to brew the coffee?
No, is that a tradition?
It says so in the Bible.
There's every day or just the last day of the year?
Oh, yeah. Hebrews?
Yeah, it's called Hebrews.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
All righty then. Hey, you know, you were just talking a while back about Trump going over there and seeing the troops in Iraq and pulling out of Syria and all that. Do you think that, and then Mahdi's supposed to be coming and visiting Trump in the White House, right?
Right.
And do you think that that's given him maybe a way to make a deal with Mahdi on the oil prices, that the U.S. would still pay them at 56 so they don't have to mess with their budget? As long as they don't put someone with Iranian influence in their government?
No, because the U.S. can't control the price of oil for the whole world. And we're not the only one they sell oil to. So we can't guarantee them a price other than what the price is. Okay? And we're not going to pay them $56 a barrel anyway, when we already have an agreement to buy oil from Iraq for $2 a barrel and then use their currency to do it with. That's what this whole deal is about.
Oh. That was a long time ago. I figured that probably would have changed.
Nope, a deal is a deal. Contract's in there. It's in the status of forces agreement. Everything else, that's why we're doing what we're doing. That's part of the GCR. It's part of the revision. Or we wouldn't be doing it. It's part of us being the largest holder of the dinar. So we can use that over 30 years to pay for those barrels of oil.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we're not going to offer them $56 or something we're buying for $2 now. And we're definitely not going to do it for their budget. And we definitely can't buy the entire supply of oil when they're selling to China and everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
What about having?
That's not what it's about. It's about them getting an extra 18 months is what they're requesting to do business with Iran and electricity. And then they're trying to get them a new contract with Turkey and Saudi Arabia to do their electricity through, but it's going to be an 18-month period of time, along with some other sanctions. And they wanted to sit down face-to-face because they requested an exemption from some of those things. They were denied, and that was why Mahdi was coming over here, so he can sit across from them and say, you know, I don't think you understand what's going on over here, so let me explain it to you.
Uh-huh.
We get 80% of our products and services from them, and you're telling us to quit? So that's like saying, Tony, here you go. Here's $1 billion. Go live in the desert. I got $1 billion, nothing to eat, nothing to drink, no structure. What is it you want me to do? Who cares about $1 billion if I can't spend it?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, they're going to work something out, I'm sure.
I think they're going to work something out, too, but don't you think maybe that might be the holdup, is that we have to meet with Mahdi and they have to meet so that they develop a relationship for one thing, and then make deals on the side.
You know, there could be multiple things that's involved in the holdup, so I can't say that's not one of the things they're concerned with, because it's all about cutting Iran off. That's definitely what we want to do. But, you know, this was a holdup before the sanctions came into play. So now we're just adding new components to it. That's all. Iraq still needs to survive. And then, like I said, I don't care how much money you give them.
All
right. And the U.S. is still going to have to give them some exemptions, because they can't just cut off, you know, their nose and spite their faces because we want them to. That doesn't make any sense. So they're going to come up with something.
Yeah,
but I don't know that that's the holdup.
And wants to use the Iraqi currency as their currency too, right? Or Iran does.
Yes, and we want them to. They're just not going to use U.S. dollars.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they need to exchange in their own currencies, which
they'll be able to do.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get the whole picture here. Well, let's hope he makes a deal.
Yep, I hope he does. It works out. Pompeo's going over there on the 11th. I hope it works out. I hope by the 15th this thing is over with, and we're talking about making money with our money instead of getting some money.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome. Okay, well, that was my question, and I appreciate it. You have a very happy new year, and be good.
All right. You too.
Thank
okay.
you.
Happy new year.
Happy new
thank
year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 303 area code. You're on. 303.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, Tony, I was wondering if you're familiar with that Facebook article that Jester posted regarding an asset-backed currency that Zim plans to do with China in 2020.
I haven't seen it. Was it an article came out today or what?
He posted it, I think, yesterday or the day before, something like that. Anyway, it would confirm your nail in the coffin of the Zim, if they're going to work with China.
Well, they are going to work with China, and they did do an article last week that China's supposed to print out their new currency. But we don't know how long that's going to take. Look how long it took us to print their new currency. Then they switched it over to Germany. Then it had to be done, for Iraq, it had to be done again, to change the language. So that could be years down the road, even if they make an agreement right now. But we also know that China has been...
It's 2020. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be asset-backed by China. Because, Zimbabwe's got assets, but they're in the ground. So that would get, China would give them the backing to make it happen and stabilize it so they could pull away from using, they use the yuan now, but they also use the euro and the dollar. But that would seem to put the fate of using the dollar anymore. And certainly they would have no need to reactivate an old fiat currency and, that was heavily inflated. I mean, I've never seen the reason why they would borrow money to give, time to buy Zim that the Denarians have. It just doesn't make any sense.
The China is doing?
Pardon?
Okay. China wasn't able to be in the deal with the Denar. They weren't one of the countries that went to war, so they didn't get the benefit of it, okay? So like the U.S. did, like Europe did, like the ones that participated in the war. So China's only way to get the dinar was to contract with the U.S. to buy it from us. So that's where the groups came from. Again, if they're giving the groups $28 per dinar, which they were given, that was the contract, they didn't mind because oil is $56 a barrel. They're still making a profit out of it, right? Now, whatever deal they make with Iraq, China buys all their oil. They're the only country that doesn't produce any oil. And they buy it from Iraq. So, why wouldn't I buy as much as I can from U.S. citizens? The U.S. is going to let me do that. I'm still saving 50% on the price of a barrel of oil, and I need that oil forever. So that's still a good deal for China. But they're buying it at $28.50 or $30 from U.S. citizens, where the U.S. is getting theirs at $2 a barrel. China's going to pay the going rate. So who wins? The U.S., right?
I've always seen a problem in the math, because if you go back and if you look at the – at the time that they did the deal, let's say that, that oil is close to $100 a barrel, 7-8 years, whatever it was ago that they did the deal. And so Iraq would have said to the United States, hey, you have to undo the problem that you created for us and giving us a program rate. We've exported a ton of dinar over to United States and all these investors that are hiding it under their mattress. And if you look at the they did $63 billion in exports last year, and only 1% of that was was non-oil related. And so, if, you know, so that works out to about $1 million, you know, U.S. dollars worth of exports per day. And so if they're going to give us, you know, even $1 per one dinar, then shoot, just a couple of my friends have more, you know, days and days supply. So they have to be able to, you know, to do, you know, some other kind of deal. And so, it, you know, it would have been a good idea to do an oil trade, but, you know, you know, to get rid of the volume of dinar that's over here, they would have said, well, at least pay for taking it out of the ground in dinar, right? I mean, we'll give you
okay,
as much.
Okay, so listen. You're thinking this agreement is between us and Iraq, okay?
Right.
Iraq and the U.S. government have an agreement. Our exchange has nothing to do with Iraq. Our exchange is between us and the U.S. Treasury. That's who is
right.
giving us our dollars, not Iraq. Now, the U.S. Treasury, United States, has a 30-year deal with Iraq. You don't have to pay this money back. We can't use it all in the next 6 months or the next year. We have to spread out everything we get over 30 years and use it towards purchasing oil.
Right,
the rate
I
is going to change
part.
100 times in 30 years. It's going to be at $46 a day, $86 3 months from now, $100 8 months from now, back down to $75 over 30 years. That equation is going to change 100 times.
Sure, but if you but just look at just, you know, the basic math would be, okay, let's say it was close to $100 a barrel, and so they say, okay, well, we're gonna pencil it in at $100 a barrel. That's what we're going to get for it on the market because the United States doesn't need it anymore. We'll go find somebody like China to buy it. So we'll get $100 for it, and we'll pay the price to get it out of the ground, which is, you know, $5, which in dinar is 5,000 dinar, and Iraq says, hey, you got to give us at least 1,000 dinar because, or 10,000 dinar because, you know, we need to get rid of some of this dinar that's over there in the United States. You know, and the number, but that means that's 10,000 dinar per $100. And so we go over to the Chinese and we say, hey, you didn't help us over there in the war. So, you know, what are you willing to kick in? How about you pay $150 a barrel? And they say, well, we won't go.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. You're trying to take care of everybody. This is a deal that the U.S. and Iraq put together for them, not for the rest of the world. The U.S. is only going to pay $2 a barrel. I don't care if they were using U.S. dollars. The deal was $2 a barrel is what we get oil for, regardless of what everybody else is getting it for. And you can't change the deal because the economy changed, the world changed, because you want to make a bigger profit. This is a deal we've already done, and it's in stone. And we don't know what the future was going to hold when we made this deal, but we did it. Now, all the profit in this deal goes to the U.S.
Well, but even if it's $2, then they want it. Then Iraq says, okay, but you got to pay in dinar because they got to get rid of all of the dinar that's in the United States. So even if
and that's
only,
what they're doing. That's why the U.S. is giving us this because they're going to use the dinar to pay for it.
Right, but okay. So if it's written in stone, however many barrels, but at the per barrel price is $2 per barrel. At that time, it was 2,000 dinar. So we're going to get. And China says, well, we'll even help you out because we weren't there. So we'll give you $150 of debt for per barrel of of oil, which means you have
$150. This is what we're going to do. This is Ray. Ray's going to get your number. I'm going to call you back, and we're going to do the math.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay. All right. So everybody else don't have to do it. And then I'll explain it to you. Believe me, nobody's losing in this deal. Iraq's entire economy is going to change, and it's going to be well worth it them over 30 years. They didn't give everybody $2 a barrel. They gave us $2 a barrel. They're going to make a profit off of everything else.
All right. I look forward to your call. Thank you, sir. Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, 718, you're on.
Ray, can you see
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fantabulous.
I'm good.
To the nth degree, we are.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much. And I do pray that things will change so that I can be a blessing also. A question. And I don't want to change the subject exactly, but we need to do something in this country. Do you think that when we're done with this, that somehow or other we can go back to where Martin Luther King was with getting rid of these electoral votes?
Ooh-wee. You know, they killed Martin Luther King, right? You do know that, right?
Yeah, well, everybody's got to go for a reason or something, but if nobody decides that they're going to go, you know, the whole idea is we have
you
to
know, they killed the Kennedys, though. You know that, right? They didn't just die of old age.
Yeah, well, they've killed a lot of people, but they can't kill all of them.
I know, but who do you want to be next, you or me?
Since it's my idea, I'll go first.
Okay. All right. They would lose all control if they went to a majority vote. They would lose all control. So,
well, it's time for them to lose control. We are the one paying the taxes. We are the one paying them. So they need to lose control.
Yeah, but it ain't going to be that easy to give it up. I mean, they're not going to give it up. You're right. You're going to have to take it. And there's going to have to be some more people in there. But, hey, everybody got to have something to fight for. You're right. And if you did it right, you put the right people in office, change will come. But I don't see that changing during my lifetime. But I didn't see Obama becoming president during my lifetime either. So things could happen.
Time will tell.
Well.
Okay.
The word says that we ask for little things, not big things, and that nothing is too great to ask. So I thought that this might be the number of, there's a number of us, millions, so I would think that this might be the number to start out with, to go after it.
And it may be. So after it gets done, we put our group together, let's change our neighborhoods, our city, our state, our economy. And then we can choose what fight we want to fight. So it's a good thought, though.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens, okay?
I just thought I'd mention it as food for thought. Because,
yeah, okay.
I mean,
it's a good thought.
What do our children and our grandchildren and all of that, what do they have to look forward to or to keep going to vote if this continues to happen?
All right, we'll work it out next year.
All
right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I don't want it to be. I want it to be happy, but I want it to be blessed. So, Lord, it's time to move.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Take care.
All right.
281 area code. You are on. We have another Texan, looks like. 281. 610. 281. 610.
See, that's why they're from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye. I haven't even been paying attention. Let's see. 305 area code. You're on. 305-299, you're on.
Yes, you are. No, it's not.
305?
I didn't do it.
You did do it. You put your hand up.
Oh, hey, what are you doing? I'm sorry. I didn't know I punched it. Listen, I have one question. God bless you all and have a good year. Is the rupiah still going to be in the basket?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The rupiah is. Okay.
Yes.
I hope you all had a Merry Christmas, and I pray that you have an excellent Happy New Year.
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay, you too. Happy New Year.
Okay, God bless you. I love you.
Love you
all
too.
Alright, you too.
Bye bye. 503 area code, you are on.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, sir. I am fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
To the Instagram.
Well, I love it. Well, I know you had a great Christmas party, Ray, and I just had Tony, since you're going out and partying tonight, I've got one word of advice for you. At 11:59 and 50 seconds, pick up your left leg. That way you can start out the new year on the right foot.
Okay. I'm going to do that this year.
We'll bring this revaluation in, man.
Okay. Oh, man.
I just have one quick question. I haven't recalled, what is the last word that you've gotten from your guy that's on the committee?
We haven't talked to him, but he said it didn't happen at the end of the year, that he didn't think December was going to happen, and that the Dong had a 50-50 shot. But as I said earlier in the call, we haven't heard anything in 2-3 weeks. I think if that was definitely the point, we would have got a call by now. But today's the last day of the year, so we'll see what happens by Wednesday.
All right. Well, that's great. Anyway, I just want to wish you both a happy new year and you know, all the blessings coming forward. And thank you for all you've done over all the years, both of you. So I appreciate it very much. And I know it takes a lot of your time, but we really enjoy it. So thank you, sirs.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you. Happy new year.
I'm going to ring it in, my man.
All right.
All right. Take care. Right. 702 area code. You're on. Seven oh two, 475. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
How
are
you?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, we hear you.
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm fantabulous. Super fantastic.
The Instagree.
My question is, I guys waiting here in Las Vegas for you long time. So what time gonna be this party, and what time gonna be this RV happen?
We have no idea, and we have no idea.
Yeah,
but it's coming,
yeah.
Though.
This year, next year, second year, 8 years happened, nothing happened.
Well, let's see what happens next year.
I hope so gonna happen. You know what? These people in Iraq, they don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people agree with you.
You know what? United States is a powerful country. They build this country. They spent a lot of money to have, you know, to help for them. And you guys say, why is the government not going somebody to help for these people? They must be lose the brain.
Okay. Time will tell.
All right, I'm agree with you. Something wrong with their brain, that's for sure. But
I
hopefully
think so.
Now. They say they're going to submit some new names, so let's see if they do by the 8th, and this thing can go be over with. But that's all we see holding it up. That's all they want us to see, and that's all we see right now. So,
I think maybe this is a boycott from United States, you know. They try to do this type of things for United States. No, no, they're going to be in a shell.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Right. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I'm coming to Vegas. We'll see you. All right.
I'm waiting for you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
4, area code, you're on.
Hey, Ray, Tony, Ray. Hey. Happy holidays, fellas.
Hey.
Happy holidays.
You know, guys, I appreciate all you do, whatever, and everything you tell us, but I'm still confused about one thing. It's like the comes first, the chicken or the egg. Hey, say, for instance, remember I called you a few months ago, Ray, about the rates I saw that really took a steep drop on the Forex. It was on it. Okay. Would that happen first, or the 1-800 numbers come out first? That's what I'm still kind of confused about. You said don't go to a bank because you may have too much. And I'm just wondering what would be the right thing to do. Just go ahead and call the 1-800s anyway.
We said don't go to a bank because you might have too much.
Yeah, you just
maybe you missed
whatever you just have to go to a small bank. Yeah.
Right.
Let me answer this real quick now. So this is what's gonna happen, okay? They're gonna put a rate out. Well, actually, they're probably going to call us an hour, 30 minutes before it comes out and get ready so hopefully we can get the site ready, have the information put up there so they tell us to release it. CBI is going to change the rate. We're going to send out a tweet. Well, you're going to be able to then go look at the rate or call the 800 number, because when we tweet it out, we're going to have the 800 number. CBI is already going to be able to change their rate, and it's going to change over there. So you can look at it, you can call the bank, because that time the bank is going to change theirs, their local number, where they give out the rates, or you could know you have more than enough that any bank can't handle it, and just call the 800 number and make your appointment, like I said earlier today. But it's all going to happen at the same time. You just need to see which direction you're going to go in. That's all.
Oh, I got you. One more quick question. What do you feel about, I heard from another guy I shouldn't be listening to, he mentioned something about the Australian dollar. Have you heard anything about that? Because I compared the rates. It seems a little high now. So, I mean, I don't know why he's preaching about the Australian dollar.
I don't know what he said, and I don't know what the Australian dollar is doing, because I haven't looked at it.
Well, it's supposed to be working with China, but I shouldn't even went there. But, hey, thank you very much, fellas. I love and appreciate all you do. You guys be blessed for the new year. Hope this thing comes around. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
972, you are on.
Can you hear me right?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I just called to say Happy New Year, that's all, to you and your brother.
Okay,
all right, Happy New Year, sir. Appreciate it.
And also to send out a prayer for the open mic ladies, because they have another new year to deal with, Brother Ray. Maybe they'll be able to control them this year. I don't know.
I'm not planning on them having another year. Now, we're going to go into the new year together, but I'm not looking for us to be together all year.
I know that's right. They're going to follow you everywhere you go, so you don't have to worry about that. You must not go do any of the things you commit. But they'll be there keeping you in line. But,
oh, well, we might be together. We just won't be hanging out on open mic every day.
That'll be all right. As long as they're there to keep you in line, I'll be there recording.
All right, sir.
Okay. But thank you.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, 951. You didn't put your hand back up, but you were on. You were like the second one in the list and dropped off. Maybe you didn't know that you need to press *1 again. So I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt and figured you wanted to speak again. You still wanted to say something. Right? 951? 951?
Hey guys. Hey, sorry about that. Hey, my question was answered, so appreciate it very much.
Oh.
You guys have a great New Year's, okay?
All right, sir.
All right, thanks. You too. Happy New Year.
Okay. You too. Bye bye.
Okay. 312.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Ray Rand. How are you?
Oh, that's a new number. Hey there, I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
Good. I'm good. I'm great. And good afternoon, Tony. How are you, sir?
I am super fantastic. How are you is the question.
I am great. We had a great time at the old Christmas party and all the shenanigans that went along with that. So I made it back home, and I'm doing just great.
Why you got a new phone number then?
I don't have a new phone number. I don't know what Mr. Ray Rand is talking about. Same phone number I had for 10 years.
Oh. I didn't recognize it. Maybe because it was sitting down at the bottom. And, caught me off guard.
But I wasn't going to say nothing.
So you enjoyed yourself in North Carolina?
Yes, we enjoyed ourselves. That Southern hospitality was great. From the Renfro clan? Yes, it was.
y'all didn't get to chase no pigs around. Okay.
No, you didn't get to chase no pigs. It was raining, thunderstorming. Maybe next time.
Maybe all right, what's going on?
Well, you mentioned earlier, you said the banks have no rates, and you had got a call, I think it was last week, Monday, Tuesday, we should be going, and new schedule this morning. And I guess my question is, I know the banks are only going by what they're hearing and what they're being told. And they always, you said they always have a window that they're working with. But how are they, like, feeling right about this time, about all these different changes, and we're going Monday, Tuesday, we're going to sit for six. You know, at one point, they had gotten frustrated and said, you know, we're not open up anymore. We're not calling anybody out, putting them on hold, on wait, or anything. Where do you get a general sense for how they're feeling about all of this?
Probably just like that. You know, yeah, they used to get as excited as we did. And, you know, bring their people in and sit them all down, do all that. And now they just have windows. And part of saying, well, we're not going to move until, same thing, 2 hours away from now on, not 2 days away. Because they were getting people ready days ahead of time. They don't do that anymore. You know, each time is getting less and less. And like you say, like, you know, the little boy calling Wolf all the time, they're like, yeah. Okay, this is just the next window. This is the next window, you know. And we'll see it.
Right.
Then when it's time to go, we'll just move. That's all. So we're getting prepared to move anymore. We're just getting the dates, that's all.
Okay, because I'm just trying to get a feel, you know, how they're going to be once this finally does happen and we finally do start coming in. You know, what are their thoughts towards us going to be, and how are they going to, you know, look to be treating us? I mean, we still want to be treated with patience and professionalism and all of that.
We're still going to get all that. They're just not getting amped up. We don't get amped up. I don't get amped up. I give you the information, and it's not because I don't believe them, because I know what they're being told and what they're ready for. It's because, you know, we have two names supposedly that's holding up an entire global financial system for 6 months. And every time there's a delay. And like when I started the call, you know, a sixth grader would know by now, well, I guess I better change the name if I want something to happen. I mean, he keeps doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So we know it's intentional. And as long as they keep that and say we're not submitting new names, now today the article says they're going to submit two new names on the 8th. So we're going to see what happens. But without that, then what are you doing that for? Everybody already tell you they're not going to vote. They're going to walk out. We've seen them do it 10 times already. So you're not really making sense to me with that. So it has to be something else. The banks still have to go with their information because they don't know this time they might actually do it. So we want to be ready. So this is our window. But they might surprise, shock the whole world and do it. Now, today is a good day for them to do it. Tomorrow is a good day. Why? Because the news is saying Marty's been arrested. He's going to be arrested. They already, you know, went to his house, took everything. Just a bunch of negative news around him. His life is being threatened. They said he was taken into custody. One time it was from being bad. Next article says it was for his protection. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on. This is the best time to announce it, you know, while there's all this mass confusion. But we'll see what happens. It's only eight days away. It's going to be or it's not, but we're going to see.
Right. And, you know, at this point, well, that's all we can do is wait and see. Now, one of the things you mentioned about the auctions, and you said everything does not have to go through the auctions. How does that affect the auctions and the corruption that's going on there? Does that enhance it or lessen it or anything if they start going through other venues other than the auctions? Is that to
our
advantage?
Well, we're going to see if they now, the auctions, again, were for the bank. Not for everyday persons, for banks and exchanges to go get money and go from there. But if they're spreading it out to everybody can now do currency, it changes the rate. And yeah, that should cut down some of that within the auction. But we're waiting to see now that they're doing this, are they going to stop the auction altogether? And they haven't made that announcement yet. Because when they do, the rate's going to change.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Was this going to affect the auction to the point of that they even stop the auctions, which would be a good thing?
Well, that's what we're looking for. But
Yep.
All right.
So we wait. We do the wait dance. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
What you're supposed to do is take all that Christmas money you got and do what?
Buy
some dogs. That's right. Buy some more.
That's a no-brainer.
Just say, hey, they just made me richer. That's all. Every week, I get richer. That's all.
Definitely.
Sure.
Been doing that. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, happy New Year to you and everyone out here in the TNT Denial world. Let's bring it in safely and see what the new year has in store for us. Thank you very much, Rod. You did, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
419, you are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Hey,
good morning, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Simply marvelous, right? Hey, just a quick question. Do you think our partial government shutdown, you know, with the Treasury Department, anything, you think that might have anything to hold this up?
I don't think so. The banks are still going. The market is still trading everything. It's not holding it up. It's just really federal employees. So, yeah.
But I figured it was the Treasury Department.
That's just us.
Paid, you know.
Oh, they don't let nobody else get paid, so they're not getting paid?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They're probably still getting paid. So, you guys know, even through it's a government shutdown, they already authorized this paycheck. Their mid-month check and next month check is going to be the checks that are actually affected. So, nobody's really crying right now. But by the middle of the month, you know, when they can't make them payments or there's no money when they go to the bank, we're going to see a different view. All right?
I got you, Tony. You guys have a happy new year. That's all I had.
All right. Happy new year.
Thanks.
Okay. Happy new year to you, sir. Okay. 281. Area code.
Oh, hi, Tony. Ray.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, good morning.
Okay.
I'm just very good. I guess I'm the only 281 is not that super optimistic. It just seems... it's a little disheartening, I guess, some of the news. I remember there's a gentleman that was on, I guess, was last week, and he said his daughter was just born, and 15 years later, you know, he still hasn't seen the RV. I know it was around that long. But what do you think? I have a lot of respect for you, too. I really do. both of you. But what do you think is the main linchpin on this thing right now? You know, with the January 8th thing, you know, they haven't had anybody for the last, as you said, 6 months. And who knows, they're not going to go another 6 months before they get somebody. And it doesn't seem to be that important that they actually get someone in there, you know, on these two positions. But it always is brought up. They want to get these two positions filled. Now, what is your feeling now on this overall situation? Is anything you can say that really can make this thing happen, or is it going to be, you know, go on and on like it has over the last several years?
Okay. So we know that it's really about those two positions on who's going to be in control of Iraq or have more influence in Iraq. Iran and the U.S. is who this is really between, or would have been over already. All right. If it was just about Iraq, the U.S. would have said, just do this, like they've been doing for years, and that's what Iraq would have did. But now, with all the sovereignty they've been giving back, everything, and the stability we want to show in the country as our own, we're saying, you guys are going to have to make this decision in public for everybody to look at, which means we are giving you your own voices. So, now, Iran and the U.S. are fighting for control of Iraq, but so is Saddam and Maliki are fighting for control. And whose guys are going in those positions? Can they go after Maliki or not? Does Iranian lose him as their leader over there or not, and lose the influence that they have in the country? So it's not really about the GCR. It's about the leadership of the country. And then if they pick the wrong guy, do they handle him $50 trillion to distribute? And I just made that number up. But whatever that new number is, because these are the two guys that are going to be in charge of the biggest shares of the money for the country. So they're going to have the biggest influence. And that's what it's really about. How does it come to an end? I have no idea. Now, if Iran did what they said they did, today's article, which we don't know yet, and just pulled out all their military people and their backing out, even for a short period of time, it would look like they're losing and they could go ahead and make the change. Maliki's not going to do that, because if he doesn't get that integrity position and stop them from investigating him, even though the investigation is going on right now, TBI, then he's a dead man walking. And nobody's going to voluntarily let you cut off their head. So what he has learned and seen before, if he can cause enough confusion, and that's what they're doing over there, causing enough confusion that nothing gets done, then he wins. So until Mahdi stands up and says, you know what, we're not doing these two positions, I'm going to take them, we're going to end all of this debate, let's go on. Or they actually name somebody in there, you're right. Until somebody goes in and demand that they do something, which the U.S. is not really trying to do at the moment, Iran can't. And I'm saying through the status forces agreements and everything that's in there, if their country isn't prospering or going in the right way, then there are certain cases the U.S. can step in. We haven't got to that point. Nobody's rioting in the streets and they're burning stuff. ICE is not working their way back in. So the U.S. can't justify standing in and saying, you do this. So we wait. How long we wait, I have no idea. And that's what I said, we're going to see what happens on July the 8th. Because every time they say they're going to do it, people over there say, okay, they get ready to do it. Government people. I got citizens over there saying, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And so far, they've been right. They keep saying, I'm telling you, they're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. And they don't do it. I don't care what the government's saying. The citizens are saying, it's not going to happen. And it doesn't happen.
Well,
so.
I guess the problem here is that how long can he have it go on? Another thing, I know in the Denari community, you hear a lot about the cabal. They said, how much influence is the cabal going to keep this happening? They're saying they're doing everything they can to stop this from happening. Do you have any words on that?
I do, guys. So listen, if our treasury or our Federal Reserve, which is not government, so you guys know that. Google who owns the Federal Reserve so you'll know who this cabal is supposed to be. And then see how many other CBIs they own. And they own 30% of 70, 80 different CBIs. 70% of the countries in the world, they own a portion of each one of those CBIs. How do they lose if the rate changes? They still own all the money. The rich still get richer. They still got control of it. So why is it they don't want to happen? I don't understand. It's going to happen anyway. If you look at Iraq itself, if you guys aren't familiar with the agreement and things that took place in the beginning, not Blackwater. What was the other one? I can't. That Cheney owns. Who? Or maybe it was Blackwater. Anyway, you guys will look and see that during the war and right after the war, man, these two guys, I was getting ready to say their names anyway. These two guys own a part of almost every oil well in Iraq. I mean, you never hear their names anymore, but them and their companies own a portion of almost every oil well in Iraq they are now getting paid off of. These are U.S. citizens, by the way. Why wouldn't they want it to happen? So when people can say they're scared of giving us money, they own all the money. They're only going to get richer by letting this thing happen. They're going to control more. So why wouldn't they want it to happen? Is a part nobody can ever explain to you. There's a bunch of them out there telling you they're doing this, doing that. They don't want us to have money. They don't care if you have money because they're going to take it from you anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. What do you say at this point in time, as a so-called New Year's resolution, what's your latest estimate on a back wall right now? You think it's going to be at the end of January or February?
I can tell you for the last 4 years, again, they have tried it within the first three weeks of January for the last 4 years. If they do that this year, I don't see anything that can hold it up unless they're still saying the ministers aren't done and they use that for an excuse. But it's been tried 4 years in a row. Now, every year, the U.S. has stopped it. I don't see a reason for the U.S. to stop it. But we'll see.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Okay, I appreciate it. Listen, both of you have a very good New Year's, and let's hope and pray that we have good news, hopefully at the beginning of next year.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
Have a New Year's.
Let's keep over for it at midnight so we can party. All right. All right, Ray.
All right. Yep, we're wrapping this one up.
Okay, guys. We heard all throughout the year, especially last 3 months, that 31 December was the deadline. Everybody agreed it would be done by the end of the year. That's what they were shooting for. We're here. Everything's done. We know they intentionally have been dragging it out just by not changing the names of the ministers because they wouldn't have anything else. I don't think they could publicly look at and say, this is why we're not doing it. That's the only reason they can be holding that up. Because they could have agreed, like eventually they will, okay, the U.S., you get this one, and Iran, you get this one, and that way it's still split, and we'll see where it goes from there. And during the next session, we'll do something different. Or Biden could have just assumed both of them. So we'll see. But I'm still excited, enthusiastic. I still know it has to happen. The banks are still getting dates for it to happen, so they're still prepared for it to happen. So let's make it happen. I want to wish every single one of you guys a happy, happy new year. I hope to see you during the new year. Definitely want to talk to you. Enjoy yourselves tonight. Be careful. And midnight all over. I'm going to have two midnights so I can celebrate. East Coast. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to have scotch and a cigar. We're going to do New Year's. At 12 o'clock, I'm going to have scotch and a cigar. We're going to do New Year's. So if you get a tweet tonight, and it's just Happy New Year, well, here's up. I mean, don't jump out of bed and tell wife, it's RV, let's run. Because it's just going to be Happy New Year. But you might want to read it. All right? Okay, I'll see everybody next year. Right?
Okay. Well, we're looking for next year, everybody. So what do you need to be planning on? You need to be making sure that you planned out your family lifestyle. Get your budget set, if you haven't already. Make your plans for your family allocations. And is it going to be the utopian way? Also, your owner versus controller status. What role do you want that to be in your life? Your charitable plans and debt management as a resource, using credit as a convenience. So let's keep those in mind and make sure that when this thing does happen in 2019, you're ready and waiting for it. Keep believing. We sure do. And Happy New Year to you.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
fix it.
I'm a fix it.
Yes, it will.
If you just believe.
Just believe.
The God to get better. Gonna get better.
With a single parent.
Go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better.
Oh,
if you're trusting him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. Won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then
conference recording, press this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we're out of here. Enjoy your Monday.